The next patient is Betty Plain. The last name is P-L-A-I-N. Betty. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient doesn't have proteinuria. The patient has several comorbidities that include arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, cardiorenal syndrome, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, and hypercalcemia, as well as hyperuricosuria. Period. All these factors are playing a major role in this CKD. The latest laboratory workup that was done on October the 26th of 2023, the patient has a creatinine of 1.3, a BUN of 28, and the estimated EFR is 43 mL per minute, no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the patient has a history of hypercalcemia that we think is associated to hyperparathyroidism. The calcium is reported this time on the 23rd of October of 2023, it was 10.1, and on the 26th of October was 10.5. It's fluctuating. We are going to get the ionized calcium during the next evaluation, and we are going to get another PTH as well as phosphorus. The phosphorus has been 2. Milligrams percent. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia. That is going to be reevaluated during the next visit. Following number, coronary artery disease status post PCI is times 6. The patient is followed by cardiology. She has atrial fibrillation, period. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 132/78. We're going to continue with the same prescription. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, empty cella syndrome. Cella, S-E-L-L-A, syndrome. Empty cella syndrome. Following number, there is no evidence of hyperkalemia. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient continues to lose weight. She's down to 235 pounds from 273. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested seven minutes reviewing the laboratory. 20 minutes with the patient face to face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.